We're starting on Membeis and Aleph, four lines down. Rav Yehuda have asked Lilabrei Bei Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda married his son off to the house of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. Isol Kamayo Pasuba Bekisnin. They brought him from Pasuba Bekisnin, this type of bread that's usually used as a snack. He also Shaminu to come Varchi Hamotzi. When they brought it, he heard everybody saying the word Hamotzi. Amalu Might Tziti to Kashmana. What am I hearing? This word Tziti, the Hamotzi over here should be Mizonos. They want Motzi Lechaminaritz come Varchi. So are you guys making Hamotzi Lechaminaritz? I'm really in. They said yeah. The Tani Reimono. I'm Rav Yehuda. Reimono says and then Rav Yehuda Pasuba Bekisnin Varchi Hamotzi. If you have this type of snack bread, you make the bracha of motzi from Rosh Hashanah, like Rabbi Muna, and we pass on like Rabbi Muna. Amalahu, Rabbi Yehuda said back to them, "Ain't halacha Rabbi Muna Imar." No. We don't pass on like Rabbi Muna. We make a mizonos, not a motzi. Amalahu said to him, "Amaru dam Rabbi Shmuel Rosh, but you said in the name of Shmuel, lachmanios, these types of bread things that are made with milchiks and whatever, ma'arvin behen, you make an erev out of them, uvarchan lein motzi, and you make a motzi on them." So he said, "Shiny asim." No, that's different. The kavas sudaso alayu. That's if you're kovei a suuda on them. Amalahu, hechad look kavas sudaso alayu. But if it's just eaten as a snack, low, then possible a kitchen, you don't make a motzi, you make mizonos on it. That's the end of that. Rav Papa Igal Lebe Rav Huna Bered Rav Nelson Basar Degamar Suda Sayu. Rav Papa came to the area of Rav Huna Bered Rav Nelson after they finished their Suda. Isol Kamayu Midi Demeichal. They brought them something to eat. Shakur Rav Papa Kachal. Rav Papa took it and started eating. Amalei Lo Sever Lamar Gamar. Asim Lachal. Don't you hold that if you finish eating you can't eat anymore? Amalei Salak Itmar. No. That's if it's Salak. If they took away the table, they haven't taken away the table yet. I may have finished my meal, but they didn't take away my table. So therefore, if they bring something else to eat, I can go ahead and eat and rely on my original bracha from before. That's what Rav Papa held. Then Rav Rav Zera equal of Rish Kalusa. Rav and Rav Zera both came to the house of the Rish Kalusa, the exilarch. The Basar is Liku Takamikmail after they took away the table. Shadulu Ristina de Bem Rish Kalusa. They brought him a portion from the Rish Kalusa, sort of like Shirayim. Rava Achal, Rava ate it. Rezera lo Achal, Rezera didn't. I'm like, lo sevel amar, solak also leachal. Don't you hold that they take away the table, it's also to eat anything more. I'm like, oh no, take it to Reish Galusa, something. Well, the Reish Galusa's table wasn't taken away, and I'm relying on the table of the Reish Galusa. Therefore, even though they took away my table, my meal isn't finished until they take away his table. That's the two dots. Amarav, Arago b'shem b'shem ma'akvay. Somebody who normally puts oil in their hands before they bench, then he needs to do so before he benches. Amarav Ashi Gavina b'Rav Kana Amarlan. When we buy Rav Kana, he said to us, kigon anidrigin b'mishkam mishkam ma'akav. For us, we have oil, so therefore oil is ma'akev us. We can't bench until we put oil in our hands. So this is a kolani shmeitz if we don't hold that way, because not anybody actually puts it on. So let's go in everything over here. Rashi says, Siyam Suda, the end of the Suda, is not going on the gemar of the meal. It's not going on siluk, and it's not going to go on oil. Eliki haldom rebichia barash omarav. Shlosh tkivos saying there are three things that are immediate. Tikav l'smicha shchita, right after you're somich on the animal, right after you lean on the animal, you do shchita, right? That's what you're supposed to do. That's by the Beis HaMikdash. Tikav l'ugula tfila. Right after you say Gula Bracha Toshem Gaw Yisrael, you got to start your Shemona Esrei. Take a Netil Zidayim Bracha. Right after you wash your hands, you got to immediately make a bracha, and that's referring to Netil Zidayim Mayim Achronim and Bircha Sam Mazon. So therefore, the only thing that's Ma'akev is Netil Zidayim. You can eat up until you do Mayim Achronim. Amar Abaye Avanu Amar. We say that as well. Take a Netil Zidayim Talmid Chachamim Bracha. Right after Talmid Chachamim, right when you come close to him, you have bracha. Shemar Berachin Yishem Beglacha. Potiphar realized that he had a bracha because of Yosef. Yibay Sevim Hacha. Shemar Yorecha Shem Es Beis Mitzvah. Oh, I'm sorry. Lavan realized that Yaakov came into the house and therefore he got a bracha. From here, Yivarech Hashem is based on Mitzvah Glal Yosef. That Potiphar realized that his house was blessed because of Yosef. Okay, so that's what we say. It's all based on Mayim Achronim. Mishnah. Berach Alayim Shilufinei Mazon Patzuz Yaron Shil Achron Mazon. If you make a bracha on wine before you have the meal, you make Agaf, and then that patch is the wine that you have after the meal. Baruch Allah, prepare Shavu Lufnei HaMazon. If you make a bracha on some type of appetizer before you eat the regular bread, patch is prepare Shavu Lachar Mazon. It also takes care of the appetizers or whatever else you have after the bread that don't exactly have to do with the meal. Baruch Allah, patch is prepare. If you make a bracha on bread, that patch is anything else you add of prepare. Well, patch is pass. If you make another prepare, that doesn't patch the pass. You still have to make a bracha on the bread. Not only that, but even chilka, tirga, targis, things like that, the different types of grits, right? That also. That doesn't get count. That doesn't count for anything. That type of bracha doesn't pass to the house. Hayoshin, and we'll see what exactly Beishamay meant. Hayoshin, if they're all sitting together, kolachim baruch latzma, everybody makes their own bracha. Hey sebu, but if they're leaning together and they're all eating together for whatever, echem baruch lukulin, then one person can bench for everybody, one person can make a bracha for everybody. If the wine comes in the middle of the meal, an amad beiz, man beiz, man beiz, and every single person is able to bench on their own, achar mazon, but if the wine comes after the mazon, echem baruch lukulin, one person can be motzi, everybody be omar la mugmar, one person would say it, the person who's benching, he'll say the bracha on the mugmar, which is these spices that they would burn after the meal, pafu bishay mivin, is a mugmar, lachar suit, even though they only brought the mugmar after the suda, it doesn't matter. He makes the bracha for everybody else. I'm Rabbi Rechan, Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara. Lo shanu el b'shavas yamin tum. It's only on Shabbos. The yamtei hova adun kovei asuda sal yayin. It's only because a person is kovei asuda on wine, right? That's why the wine before the mazon before the Muslim potters the wine after the Muslim, because the person is koveh suda on the wine itself. But any other day of the year, you should make a bracha on every bit of wine that you have. Each one gets a little bracha, unless you had it in mind beforehand. Because it's like your what's it called? Nimlach. It's like you changed your mind. You want to do something else. Even it's only on Shabbos and Yomtiv, where the wine before the Muslim potters the wine after the Muslim. Or when a time when a person comes out from the Beis HaMerchatz, right, because that's what he needs to do. He needs to drink a little wine to warm himself up. After bloodletting, because then the wine is the ikkar part of the suda. Anywhere else, coast to coast. Every cup should need its own bracha. Rabba Mara ikla be Rabba b'chol. So Rabba Mara came to the house of Rabba during the week. Chazi to baruch l'vnei Muslim, hadi baruch l'achar Muslim. He saw that he made a bracha on the wine before the Muslim, and then made another bracha after the Muslim. Amal Yashav, achen Rishum and Levi. That's right. That's what Rishum and Levi says. Reyich bar Yosef, Rabbi Yitzvah bar Yosef ikla be Rabbi. He came to the house of Abai b'yamtiv. Chazi to baruch l'kol chazal chazal. On yamtiv, he made a bracha on every cup of wine. Amal Yitzvah l'mar l'hadi Rishum and Levi. Don't you all like Rishum and Levi? I would have one bracha about to the other, but I'm nimlach. I didn't want to drink anything more, and then I decided to drink more. That's why I made a bracha on the second cup. What if the wine came in the middle of the meal? Does that pass the wine after the meal? If it comes before the Muslim, Pata's wine afterward. What about in the middle of the meal? If you're going to say that the wine before the Muslim, Pata's wine that comes after the Muslim, both of them are to drink. But over here, this one is to drink and this one is to soak up what happens in the meal, and therefore it's not exactly lishos, and therefore it's different. Or maybe it's no difference, just like you have wine in the beginning of the meal, the Pata's wine after the meal. So if you have wine in the middle of the meal, the Pata's wine after the meal. Rav Amar Poter, Rav says it does Pata Rav Kana, Marina Poter Rav Kana says it does Nachman or Poter Rishizam, Marina Poter Rav Hunav Rav Yudav, Chotamid Rav Amri, Eno Poter. The wine in the middle of the meal does not potter. It's there for a different reason. It's lishros and not lishdos. If you have wine that comes in the middle of the meal, everybody makes a bracha on their own. But after the mazon, one can make a bracha for everybody. If they didn't get any wine in the middle of the meal, only after the meal, then one person can make the bracha beforehand. So we think that that's a kasha because it sounds like it doesn't potter because you make bracha in the middle of the meal and then you make a bracha after the meal. And we say, no, that's not it. There's two parts here. If it comes in the middle of the meal, then it potters the wine after the meal. But if it comes after the meal and you didn't get any in the middle of the meal, then one person can make a bracha for everybody and there's nothing to potter it. So we say, Baruch HaLapas, Potteres Baparis. And the two dots, made a bracha on the bread, it potters the extra hors d'oeuvres or whatever. Paparis LaPotteres Baparis. Beishamari Aflo Maisa Kedera. Iboilu. Beishamari Risha Pligo Duma Seifu Pligo. What's Beishamai going on when he says Aflo Maisa Kedera? Is he talking about pottering bread or is he talking about pottering Paparis? Tukamar Tanakama Baruch HaLapas, Potteres Baparis. The Tanakama says he made a bracha on bread that potters all the other foods that you have, Kolchke Maisa Kedera. And for sure it potters the stuff that you have in the middle of the meal. Basa Beishamai Lamir Lumbi by Paparis LaPotteres LaPotteres We're saying not only parperis, right, pas doesn't potter, but even maisa kedera pas doesn't potter, right? Odilma asefa, maybe he's arguing on the sefa. To continue baruch la parperis lo potter as a pas, right? If you make a bracha on the parperis, on that extra little food that puts on potter the bread, pasu lo potter of maisa kedera potter, maybe the parperis potters the maisa kedera. Basu beisham lemera feel maisa kedera lo mila potter, and then beishamai says, right, even maisa kedera doesn't potter, so teku. We don't know what to do, so we're megal, right? So because of that, we're going to say not to make an extra bracha. Two dots. Yoshim kol echavechad. Everybody's sitting on their own. If they lean together, then one guy can bench for the other. So low is below, but if they're not leaning together, then it doesn't count. For Amina, we have a stira. Asar shayu ochem ederach, we have 10 people walking in the world, even though everybody's eating from the same loaf of bread, everybody makes their own bracha. Yashu lecho, if they sit down to eat, even though everybody's eating from his kikar, from their own kikar, one person can bench for everybody. So it's just yashvu, katani yashvu, all they have to do is sit together. They don't have to lean together. So we see you don't have to lean. That's if they say, we're going to go eat bread in a certain place. And if they want to eat together and they go ahead and say that, then that counts even though they're not Hesebu. So either way, it's Hesebu or Yashvu when they decide they're going to eat together. But just Yashvu Stam, right? That doesn't count. When Rav died, the Talmidim came after him, right, to bury him. Kiadri, when they came back, let's go eat bread by Nardank. After they ate bread, is that we have to lean together and we didn't do that. Aval Yashu lo, sitting together doesn't work and therefore we don't have a mizum in here. Maybe once we said, let's go eat bread together in a certain place, that's like they didn't know. Ravada Barava got up. He turned the kriya of his shirt around because it was his Rebbe that died, so he tore kriya already. He turned it around. He tore again. Rav died. We haven't even learned Birkas HaMazon from him. Also, who's happened until this old man came along. long. Ramalu Masis Rabas Raisa, Abraisa. He took the Mishnah and the Braisa, threw them on each other, Vishanalu, and he said, just saying, let's go and eat bread in a certain place is like Hesebu. So therefore, even though you're just Yoshav, since you said that, that counts as if you're benching together, and that counts. Okay, we'll stop right there. We're on Mem Gimel with Aleph, 5 lines down.